It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
All right, folks, and we are back. Hour number two is upon us, and as always, we appreciate you joining us. We've got a lot in store for you, not only this hour, but the next hour as well, because we've got 2 hours coming up. So
yes.
We appreciate you guys all joining us, as you do each and every day. All right, our next guest, Vince Ellison, joining us now. And Vince, welcome back. Rush to Reason, appreciate you joining us. How are you today?
Hey, man, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. New book, 25 Lies Exposing Democrats' Most Dangerous, Seductive, Damnable, Destructive Lies and How to Refute Them. And that's in the book, but your bio and what you've been through, I think you can talk about this pretty well.
Yeah, man. You know, I know your audience is tired. You know, we saw Joe Biden, the president of the United States of America, standing before the tomb of MLK on MLK Day, and call me, you, and most of your audience racist.
Right.
I mean, the worst name the worst call somebody in the United States of America, because we don't agree that he should be able to legally steal election. And they call us these names, homophobic. They call us intolerant. And I know that you're tired. I'm tired of these lies. Because it was a lie. You're not a racist. I'm not a racist. And I'm sure that your listeners are not racist. But he said it because he wants to cause division, hatred, and he wants to humiliate us.
Yeah.
And that's why I wrote 25 lies. I've listed 25 of their most damnable lies. And I'm teaching people how to refute them because I want to arm people. I know that your listeners, I want to ask them a question. Wouldn't they like to have a weapon in their library? So that anytime one of these ignorant, racist liberals attack them for one of these silly talking points that they have, the answer ready-made to shoot them back in the face with it and explain to them why I'm not the racist, you're the racist. That's what 25 Lies does. And I'm telling you, man, it's a fistful of fire, and it's burning everybody, every liberal that reads it.
Vince, I love the idea of the book. I'm sure I love the book, too, but I love the idea of the book because usually the questions that you get thrown at you, say, be at the workplace, at church, in your community, are usually, you know, one of 10 or 12, 14, 15 at the most. You cover 25. And so if somebody goes through and really masters the answers to these 25, they're going to be the smartest one in the room everywhere they go.
Yeah, man, they cover things like, you know, one of my favorite chapters is the one I wrote about the lie that white conservatives are the enemies of black people. And I just refute that completely. There's another lie that said the big switch of black people leaving the Republican Party and going to the Democrat Party started in the 1960s. I refute that. I showed that this stuff started happening back in the 1870s. Mm. It's the lie that guns are bad, that educational freedom is bad and educational slavery is good, that the Godhead family is obsolete, that, there's another one that says pedophilia is not a sexual orientation, that the Democrats want you to believe that because they're setting it up. It's a list of lies, and they can go to my website at Vince E. Ellison. It's VinceEEllison.com. There they can buy the book, but also there's a list of the lies. So they can look at all the lies and how I refute all of them. And this book, many people are telling me that it's rewriting American history, because I'm telling a history of the Democrat Party that a lot of people do not know. And I prove in this book, beyond a shadow of a doubt, and look, listen now, this book is distributed by Simon & Schuster. So it's not some fly-by-night
right,
book.
Right,
I mean,
great point.
The editors, and the fact checkers drove me crazy. I had to prove everything. They checked everything. And my arguments are irrefutable.
Nice.
I proved that the Democratic Party, since its inception in 1800, has been the most perennially evil organization on the face of this earth. And even right now, all they do is meditate on blood.
Yep.
Right.
Agreed.
Now, as we sit here, they're just trying to destroy people and kill people, because that's what they do.
Well, and one of the ways, too, and Vince, this is a big one for Andy and I know, and we talk about it all the time, and to me it's very proof of what you're talking about. It's just one of the aspects. It's not all of them, because as you say, there's many, many of them, you know, many, many aspects to this. But the fact that the majority of Democrats are against a voucher system whereby mm-hmm. any family, black, Hispanic, you name it. I don't care what color, race they are. It doesn't make a hill of beans bit of difference. But anybody that has a child going to a public school would have the ability to send that child to any school of their choosing, whether it be public or private. That alone, Vince, tells me everything you're saying is exactly spot on. They are enslaving not only the black culture, but every other culture out there as well that can't afford to send their kids to anything but a public school.
And they know it.
That's right.
Because most of them send their children to private schools.
That's right.
They know it. They know it.
Yeah, if you think President Obama's kids went to a public school, I've got some Florida swampland I'd love to talk to you about.
Yeah, man. Here's the thing. They know exactly what they're doing. If they have eyes, all they have to do is walk around to any ghetto in America. That's another one of my lies, that Democrats want to stop segregation. They live by segregation.
Yes,
oh,
they
yeah.
do.
They,
definitely. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, man, they created these ghettos, these majority black schools, these majority black colleges and universities. And if you think any one of these congressmen that get elected from these majority black districts are going to ever give them up and won't have a lot of white families move in, you got another thing coming. They live through segregation. They don't want integration. They hate it. And because they have these people segregated and isolated, they can lie. On you, yeah. me, and all of your listeners. But this book will put them in their place.
Vince, what was the biggest reason you wrote 25 Lies? I'm going to give you two. You pick one. Was it the anger at all the lies that go out from the Democrat Party, or was it the frustration at seeing people not know how to answer it back, at seeing people struggle and just get overrun by it?
It was a motivation to give good conservatives the ability to save the people that they care about. The Democrats put stumbling blocks in our way. They're not going to get me and you. They're not going to get us. You know, we're too smart. We're too ornery.
Right.
We already know what they're doing.
Right.
But they're after our children and our grandchildren. And they're after people that don't do this for a living. And these people don't have the information that we have. And I wanted to create a book. The chapters are about 5 to 10 pages long. It gets right to the meat of it so they can answer these questions and save their children. Save their college children who will be indoctrinated, who come home and want to argue. Go to a family member that they care about and say, look, guys, I'm going to remove these stumbling blocks, and I'm going to give you information to help save your soul. Because that's the first lie. They tell you that you won't be held accountable for your vote, even though these Democrats are telling you, vote for me, and I'm going to kill children. I'm going to kill them up to the 9th month. I'm going to trap children in failing schools.
Right.
I'm going to disarm your neighbors, and I'm going to steal from your neighbors so I can buy a vote. If you don't think that you're going to be held accountable for that when you meet God, unless you repent, you got another thing coming. They're setting people up.
That's right.
This book will help save people, and that's the whole plan behind it.
Vince, one of the other things I know you talk about in the book is, and I talk about it here, Andy and I do a lot, is the fact that right now we have literally this war, in my opinion, of good versus evil. And I'm not saying that everybody on the conservative side is good, but the movement and what we're trying to accomplish on the conservative side, in my opinion, is the good side. And what's happening on the Democrat side is definitely the evil side. They have evil intent. A lot of what you've even gone through and talked about today, you know, outside of the book, but what's in the book, I know you have an entire chapter dedicated to the fact that they are an evil party in and of itself, correct?
Correct. I worked in a prison for 5 years. And I saw evil in concentrated form. I worked in a maximum security prison. I dealt with these guys every day. And when I started working with the Democrat Party, I saw this visage in this party. And I saw that they were a cabal of perverts, liars, thieves, and psychopaths. And good people attract good people. And evil people attract evil people. That's how Hitler got these bunch of crazy, this rogues gallery to work with him in Germany. Hitler was crazy as hell. And everybody around him said, ooh, we love this guy. And he got the most evil people in the world around him. This is the Democrat Party today.
That's right.
Now, the rank and file people that vote for these people are not evil. But they're like the Germans at that time. They didn't know the Nazis were going to start putting Jews in oven. A lot of those people had no idea what they were doing. They thought they were going to feed them and clothe them and they were going to protect them. That's the lie they use to get power.
Yeah.
And then they go into their bloodlust. Look, it goes back to what we learned in our Bible. When Cain was rejected by God, his offering was rejected. And Cain said, and God said, Cain, why are you angry? If you do well, will you not be accepted? If not, sin waits at the door to master you. Mm. But you must master it. Mm. The Democrats hate that. They do not want you to believe that if you do well, you will be accepted. But you and I believe that.
Right.
We believe
right.
that if you do well, you can be Joe Lewis. You can be Jackie Robinson.
That's right.
You can be Muhammad Ali. You can be anything you want in this country because people will accept you because of who you are.
That's right.
Because you've done well. But if you're a snake, if you're a coward, if you're a layabout, if you stalk what the white community and try to use the power of government to force yourself in their presence, you will be ridiculed and you will be despised.
Yep.
You will be pitied. And I'm a man like you, and I don't want nobody's pity. I'm not going to march and ask you to give me the right to vote. It's mine.
Amen.
I have it. My thing is try to stop me from it. I'm not going to march and ask the government to protect me. I protect myself and my family. That's how men, free men, live.
Amen.
And I'm an American.
That's right.
You're an American. And that's what we got to start telling.
Good stuff,
stop
Vince.
Stop being punks. Stop being sissy.
Good stuff. I mean, I can't add anything to that. Where do you buy the book at, Vince?
Hey, man, go to my website, VinceEEllison.com. It's there, three E's in the middle. VinceEEllison.com. Or just go on Amazon, just put it in, it shows up online, it'll be in stores very soon. And please, people, support this.
That's awesome.
I want you, please do, because this will help the movement, it'll help the revolution, because we no longer have policy disagreements with these people. They are coming for our children.
Amen.
They're
right.
coming to take us out.
That's a fact.
And we have to fight in kind.
Spot on, Vince. Man, thank you so much. You're welcome anytime. You speak our language. You know, you're a brother in Christ like we are. We appreciate all you're doing. Keep up the good work, sir.
Brother, thank you very much, and thanks for having me.
You're very welcome, Vince. Great guy. Man, why don't we have more black leaders like that?
Why don't we just have more people like that?
Amen.
I mean,
the guy just blows me away.
I
say black leaders because
in his own world,
he is a huge leader. Why are more of them not listening to guys like him? Why are they duped? Why are they not listening to him? Why are they listening to the likes of a Joe Biden instead of Vince Ellison is my question.
I believe because anytime the left has an effect on a subculture, and it can be the black subculture, it can be any culture.
It can be the white. It can be anybody.
Right.
And by the way, it is.
They turn that. What they do is they raise the young within that culture to think in terms of valuing yourself based on your comparison to what others have, not compared to what you can do.
Got it.
Okay. And so it's an envy population.
And by the way, that goes in every culture. It doesn't matter what color of skin you have.
Right, but envy is based on equality of outcome, not equality of opportunity.
Because if you haven't noticed,
you can always be angry if somebody else simply has more. It doesn't matter how they got there, they have more. Go ahead.
And bear with me here. I know we got to take a break, but bear with me. They did a great job, and Vince even talked about this, how they did this in the black community years and years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, decades ago.
They started
did this.
Early.
They started early in the black community. But look at where it's spread now to where it's not just the black community thinking that way. It's every community thinking that way, Andy.
Yes.
Am I right?
Oh, yes.
It's no longer just the black community that thinks that way. It's white, it's Asian, on down the line.
Oh, it's gay, it's straight.
Right.
You got gay people who, by the way, on average make twice what we do. I don't know if people know that.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yes.
Okay, but you got gay people saying, well, you know, here's how I compare to this community. I'm not seeing the same. So any way that people can feel that they are underprivileged means that they can get something they didn't earn.
Amen.